Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Local nonprofit holding fundraiser for Cody's Puzzle Piece Foundation. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A fundraiser for Cody's Puzzle Piece Foundation is set for this Saturday, December 9th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Rockpile Community Center. The event will include a chili dinner with all the fixings for $7, hot chocolate bar unlimited for $5, Christmas ornament crafts, a showing of the Polar Express movie, a silent auction, and Christmas pictures with a frame. All the proceeds are going to funding sensory kits for law enforcement and fire command vehicles, community education of medical alert on Wyoming's driver's license, and scholarships for students graduating with certificate of completion or IEP. Cody's Puzzle Piece Foundation, or Cody's Law, gives residents the option to have an emergency medical alert designation depicted as the star of life on their driver's licenses or identification cards. If they choose to have the designation, residents can select from a provided list of medical conditions or list their own. Once the application is filed, the information is stored in a statewide database accessible to law enforcement in the event a resident is unable to communicate any medical conditions on their own during an emergency. Barrasso blocks attempt to revive 1994 assault weapons ban. An attempt by U.S. Senate Democrats to revive the 1994 to 2004 assault weapons ban Wednesday was immediately blocked by U.S. Senator John Barrasso, according to Cowboy State Daily. Calling the Second Amendment freedom safeguard in a statement released shortly after the measure was blocked, Barrasso claimed the measure, introduced by State Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, would have burdened Wyomingites. Barrasso said almost every single page of this bill adds new restrictions and new burdens on people who follow the law. It tells you what you can buy and what you cannot buy. It bans more than 205 popular rifles, shotguns, and pistols by name. I oppose any policies that jeopardize the Second Amendment rights of the people of Wyoming and across the country. A Wyoming guns rights advocate said he was amazed how quickly Schumer's bill was defeated. Gun Owners of America spokesman Mark Jones of Buffalo said he was aware that the bill had been introduced early Wednesday, but didn't know about it being blocked until receiving a call from Cowboy State Daily. Jones said, "That happened fast. I was hoping that, had the majority of the Democrats in the House approved it, it wouldn't have made it through the Senate. I'm glad that Senator Barrasso stepped up. It's good news." Schumer argued that the ban should be reinstated because of mass shootings, but Barrasso, who blocked the bill by unanimous consent, stated on the Senate floor that the ban was an attempt to label responsible gun owners as criminals. The original ban was implemented in 1994. And expired a decade later. It covered a number of semi-automatic firearms as well as some high-capacity ammunition magazines. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.